Hey,
what's up?
What's up, y'all?
Welcome back to another late episode of Don't Tell Mom.
Don't tell Mom we're late, okay?
Is my right ear, my left ear off? Can you hear your other
ear? I can hear both of my ears perfectly fine.
Okay, all that mom yelling in my ear over the years.
It's got to me.
Yeah,
got you. Busted that eardrum up.
What is up, guys? My name is Cullen, and this is my sister,
Brittany. What's up, y'all? Hey.
And we are telling stories, listening to stories, and talking about stories that you never told your mom or shouldn't have told her. Or
Hell. Hey, Cullen, this podcast, anything and everything goes. It doesn't matter what you want to talk about. We'll talk about it, okay?
Zach Morris has to retire this week. I'm going to go back to, like, old school Cullen.
Right? Just be regular. Well, we need to get you a new chair that ain't broke, but that's coming in the mail, I guess. So, what's up? Speaking of fun shit, what happened at the beach trip? I heard you were away partying.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. And we were supposed to film a podcast with Brian and Missy from the Hey Babe podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We just had so much fun eating crab legs. Like, our hands were dirty the whole time.
Hey, so. I saw the vlog. Y'all were on a boat, okay? The last thing you're worried about is electronics when you're on a boat riding down slides. I saw it. That looked like such a fun time.
True story. I, like, took all the equipment and everything.
Did you?
Yeah. It was like I was ready to go, and then, like, it just never happened. That's when you know it's like a true friendship, though. It's like,
yeah,
you're not, like, there for business or anything. Like, we literally hung out as families.
Heck yeah. It seemed like y'all had a good time. Heck yeah. And the kids, oh my gosh, I saw Ollie, their kid, and
oh,
he
gosh.
Is adorable with Gaines. I thought that was the cutest thing ever. He doesn't do his oars, but here's the thing, is I didn't do my oars when I was a kid either.
Oh, the lifeguard Wad.
You remember? Wad. We had a lifeguard named Rod, and I'd say, hey, Wad.
Yeah.
And we, like, I don't know, I was just,
oh,
I couldn't
that
do.
Cute little baby voice.
I know. I went to speech classes, and then I learned how to say my R's, and I was so proud. I came home one day, and I said, Mom, look what I learned today, you know. And she says, okay, what is it? And I used this little trick the teacher told me, and I ran my fingers down my arm. I said, rake, rainbow, rain. And Mom, she almost busted out in tears. She's like, baby, that's so good. You're saying your R's. And I said, my teacher says I'm Willie and Poovin' too. I'm serious. I was like the cutest kid ever.
But that's hilarious. I do remember that story.
Like,
yes.
And
yes.
He sounds just like me. I was like kindred
and no
spirits.
Offense to Ollie, though.
Like, no, I like, love him. No, are you like, kidding? Like, that's adorable.
Like, I went to speech therapy. And no, like,
it's just
little boy voice.
Know.
You know, like,
I love it. I hope him and Gaines get married.
Look at you and run away. And that was one of his favorite lines in the vlog. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, go check it out.
Yep, right on.
Oh my gosh.
Well, anyway,
we
that
had
looked
so
like
much
a,
fun.
Yeah, that looked like a good time. I would have loved to have gone, but I can't. I'm indisposed for the next, I don't know, 8-9 months.
I wonder why. Oh my gosh. We literally have not even had a chance to, like, talk about this on the vlog. So the podcast is seeing it first, or hearing it first, I guess.
Yeah, like, y'all are. Well,
from our side of the YouTube world. My sister's pregnant, and
y'all,
like, we've known about it for a little while, and so
we've
had so much going on. I'm so excited. Like,
yay.
I was just like, oh my God. But, like, we were at the beach, we were on a boat, like, you know, it was just one of those things, and I was like, wait, she announced it? Oh no, what do I do?
Hey, you're going to be an uncle.
I know, I'm
again.
So excited.
I love it.
Yes, this is the second.
I'm getting
second
on the bandwagon.
Little,
I'm
joining baby here.
I'm joining y'all's
oh
club, your parent club.
This is crazy.
I'm in the club, y'all.
If you're watching on YouTube,
yeah,
there's a little.
Y'all check it out too. Quick, it's Don't Tell Mom podcast on YouTube.
Quick,
if y'all want to see us, put
quick
a
little
put
screenshot
a,
right there.
Yeah, put a face to the name.
Oh my gosh! But yeah, I'm going boy.
I think it's a boy.
Just like,
yeah,
there's no way you can have a girl.
Oh my gosh, you would wreck me. I stand no chance if it's a little girl. But either way, we'd be so happy. We've been calling it a boy, so I don't know. We'll see. We're gonna do a big gender reveal in September, I think. And y'all are actually, Katie's actually, his Cullen, your wife, is in charge of that. So
I heard
she's
that.
Be,
I saw that on a text or something.
Yeah.
In between boat rides. And I was just like, wait, what is going on? This is happening so fast. I'm so confused.
You're not even ready for my baby.
There's like too much stuff going on in my head right now.
I love it.
But no, yeah, I'm so excited and like, I can't wait. And like the pictures and stuff that you posted on Instagram are just crazy. Like,
I know.
It's like, what?
It's
all the wood carving.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff was cool. And
yeah, y'all check it out. We're on Instagram at the Southern Fried Maple
oh
Leafs.
My gosh.
And I'm sure Cullen.
Oh, you should post one on the Don't Tell Mom Instagram too. Just took like.
I think I did that on accident because I was on the wrong one day. Y'all, does anybody else have more than one Instagram account? And you have to go back and forth between them, and you're like, "Oh, I did it on the wrong one." But anyway, y'all check us out, the Don't Tell Mom podcast on Instagram, and then you know I'm the Southern Fried Maple Leafs, and then Culligan 27, of course. So
yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much all the exciting news and things that have been going on with us. And today we just thought we weren't really going to pick a topic, you know. Per se, we were just gonna shoot the shit, you know, hang out and hear from you guys. Because
oh my god, we looked at the voice messages and it was like, whoa, there's like a
good bit of voice memos,
and like the ones I did listen to. We're gonna listen to some of them that we haven't heard yet,
yeah,
and just give it like a real time reaction.
Yeah, this is we really haven't heard some of these, and we're just kind of waiting to be here and do it, you know.
Don't you hate when you pick up your phone to like look at something and you're like, why did I pick my phone up? Like, I have a reason to, and it's like important in the back of my head, you know? Oh my gosh.
That happens to me all the time.
Jeez Louise.
Just put it down, Cullen. We're not here for that. We're here for voice memos.
Oh, you know what it was for? It just hit me.
What?
To do like an Instagram story or something live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well.
That's what it was. Okay, I'll get it in a minute. Remind me. Yeah. Y'all in the comments, remind me too.
Okay. Thank you.
Honk your horn if you're driving.
All right. We'll hear
to
it.
To remind me in 5 minutes.
Well, I'm super excited about hearing from y'all. So let's play. Yeah, let's do this. Let's hear some of these voice memos, and I'm going to give y'all my 2 cents. It's on your dumb shit that y'all were doing.
All right. This first one is from Alyssa. It's called She Threatened to Kill Me.
Ooh. Oh, I already like it. Juicy.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Allie's Allie / Juvia6525 here from Kentucky, so hopefully I have a southern twang.
Hey, girl.
Anyway, so my mom, don't tell mom story. When I was like maybe 11, I had a friend over at the house, and we were making macaroni and cheese in the microwave for some reason. And my sister got so mad that she ended up yelling at us and chasing us around the house and then outside around the yard with a butcher knife.
What?
So I told my mom what had happened.
That's serious.
Called her at work. She didn't believe me. 10-15 years later, just recently, my sister finally told her, oh yeah, that did actually happen. I did actually chase her around the street with butcher knife. So,
all right, bye, guys. Over some mac and cheese? Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, and then,
did I hear that right?
Yeah, so her sister tried to kill her.
That is serious mac and cheese loyalty.
For real, though. Me and Annie, my sister, we've tried to kill each other over less. I mean, at least mac and cheese is, like, nourishing. I have literally ripped the blue jeans off of that girl's body before.
Oh, I remember those days. Like, y'all would get into some, like, major fights where I'm like, how did somebody not die just then?
Cullen gets so sick of me coming throwing shit.
Oh, I was just like,
everybody
just
wreck
it
now.
Like, wreck it, Ralph. If y'all want to get rowdy, let's go.
do you remember throwing the baseball at Annie's head and she ducked and it hit the window, busted the window, and then you got so mad at Annie for ducking. And you were like,
baseball.
I can't believe you ducked.
It was a high heel shoe.
Oh, yeah, high heel shoe.
It was one of mom's high heels. Because we were mopping the floor or something, or we were trying to surprise mom or something. Like, it was one of those, like, team effort things. And you're supposed to help as a family member. To, like, please mom before she came home. You know what I mean?
Mama's boy.
And so we were like, all right, let's do this. And so we start doing this. Well, Annie starts, like, dicking around or something. Like, trying
you're
to,
not
like,
enough. You're sick of pulling her weight.
Yeah, so I was like, I've been doing twice as much work as you. But she starts, like, acting like the floor is lava or something. I don't know. And jumps up on the couch. Like,
oh, my God. Oh, that was such a fun game.
Okay. Yes. It didn't have like
the floor is lava.
Yeah. And I mean, it had that official name, but not like the viral officialness.
Like it's, monkeys running around there.
Yeah. It was like, don't touch the ground or you die. It wasn't called the floor is lava. It was like, step on a crack, you break your mama's back. Yes. Yeah. Your mom's back is literally broken if I jump on that crack. So you were like parkouring all over the house. But there was one day I was mad. I had this Swiffer mop out or something, and she like was threatening to jump on my fresh stuff after she'd already parkoured up on the couch and it was stuck or whatever. And I said, well, here, help or something, and threw that shoe at her, thinking she's going to catch it. But I, like, fastballed it.
Yeah.
And her natural reaction was to duck. Well, she shattered the front window.
Shattered the front window. I can't believe she did that.
Go I was on. Like, why'd you duck? You're supposed to catch the shoe. You wanted to help so
it's
bad.
It's your fault. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then you came up with an elaborate plan.
I don't think there was a way to cover it in the end.
Yeah, no, I remember. You said that some of the kids in the neighborhood threw a baseball. into the. Yeah, it was like a baseball incident. Is what it became.
Like stage a baseball in the living room.
We always had a story, didn't we? We always had something.
Like scuffed it up and put spit and dirt on it. And, yeah. Oh my god.
I love it. Hey, there's no joking around when it comes to these sibling things. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, yes.
I'm not surprised at all that this girl has chased you around the house.
Butcher knife. No, with the butcher knife. Oh, there goes Alyssa and her family. Like, yeah, okay.
With the butcher knife. You know. Yeah. She must have really pissed her off this time, you know? You got the mac and cheese, and you're, like, eating her last bite. That gets hilarious.
Oh, it's, like, smushed into the bottom of your shoe and stuff. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Sarah's fake ID.
This is from a few weeks ago.
Okay, so I have a half-assed fake ID story / for real don't tell mom story. I was, like, 18, maybe close to 19. Working at a restaurant, going out for drinks after work. All my coworkers and my boss and my sister was tagging along. They would, like, you know, give me sips of their drink or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I just got real tired of drinking everybody else's backwash or some shit. And decided that I wanted to get my own.
I feel like I could hang out with her.
I was just about to say, is it not so much cooler than reading or talking? Like, actually hearing your voice, like, I could, like, totally hang out with all of y'all. Like, this is so cool. Okay, anyway, time in.
So I help myself to my sister's ID. She's sitting literally less than 3 inches away from me. Waitress comes up. I order my drink, and she's ballsy. Like, okay, sweetheart, goes and gets me my damn drink. With my sister sitting beside me, and I'm like, yes, bitch, today my name is Ashley.
I take it her sister's name is Ashley.
She got to the punchline at the last word, and that was perfectly told. Don't tell mom's story because, like, yes, but that should be on a shirt. Today, my name is Ashley.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God, thank you
good
for that.
Good job,
one.
Sarah. That was a good
oh
one.
Oh my God. Okay, the next one is from Rebecca.
What's up, Rebecca?
Hey guys, my name is Becky. I'm from Albany, New York. I just had to say that this was an awesome podcast. I had to laugh because literally, Brittany is like how I grew up. Just crazy. I was a pastor's kid, the baby.
Tisk.
I had the same story with the van, parked in my driveway, smoke flying out the windows. But I have to say that I do remember my parents let me drive and I was like 12 or 13. Our dog used to get out all the time and go for a run. He was a husky chow, so he loved to run. And I remember the one, she was just fed up that the dog got out again. And she goes, just go get in my car and go get the dog out. But go pick up the dog. Because the minute you were rolled up next to the dog, he jumped in the car. So... I do remember that, and that used to make me laugh, but that was time that my mom knew that we drove the car, but there were many, many times that we would take the car, and she wouldn't know, and so.
That's hilarious.
Awesome podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Rebecca.
Becky, yeah, that's awesome. Becky, that's so funny because that you're like, let's hope your mom doesn't listen to our podcast.
It's like the whole give them an inch, they'll take a mile scenario. Like, you go get the dog just this once, and then you aren't expected to ever touch the car keys again. Yeah, right.
You've tasted blood now. No, it's like, you know, it's on. Yeah.
I got this thing. I got the dog time, mom, with the 3-point turn.
You're feeling like the man when you walk through, you know? You're like, I can drive.
Speaking of driving, our next story is from Lori, Driving Miss Granny.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
Hi, Brittany. Hi, Colin. My name is Lori, and I am from Nashville, Tennessee. And
what?
I wanted to
our
comment on your
north.
Most recent episode of Don't Tell Mom Driving Under the Legal Age. My grandmother was the one that would let me drive under the legal age. And by under legal age, I mean 13 years old. She worked at a convenience store that was about 45 minutes away from us. And she would let me go to work with her on the weekends. And a lot of the times she would toss me her keys and say, hey, drive me to work under one condition. Do not let your mom know.
Granny's in on
basically,
it.
Basically, Granny is messed up.
A lot of times would drive her to and from work. And still to this day, I don't know how we got there safe. She had a lot more faith in me than I would have in any 13-year-old driving me anywhere around Nashville.
She probably couldn't see
Keep
anyway.
The good work, guys.
She thought y'all were fine.
Oh, Lori, that's got to be like a good memory there to have, you
right?
Know? Like,
and Granny's the one; she's in on it. You know, she's like, "Don't tell your mother." I love it.
Those were the best. Like stories. When you know, like you'd go to your grandparents' house and they'd give you some Hershey Kisses or a Hershey candy bar. And they're just like, just eat it.
Yeah, and the caramels at Pawpaw's.
Yeah, and you like sneak off and run.
Pawpaw used to give us his coffee. We're like children, like little kids, and he's jacking us up like,
Candace looks like she's just saying hello on this one. Let's see. Let's give it a listen. It looks real short.
Let's go.
You guys are doing an amazing job. Keep it up. And congratulations, Brittany.
Oh, we just said that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Candace. Just thank a little. I like the little just short memos,
too.
Just
if
like
you,
we're just saying
if
what's
up. If you
don't
have a story, just say hey anyway.
Yeah, that
we
kind
of
thing.
We want to hear from you. I love it.
Or ask us questions, stuff like that.
Yeah.
How I really met my husband. And this is from an anonymous.
It says keep anonymous.
This is from an anonymous caller. Oh, this is like getting. This
keep
is getting.
It anonymous.
This is getting like.
Don't say my
real,
name.
Real,
bitch.
Real quick.
That's what she just said. She said, don't you dare first, say my name.
First time doing voice memos, and we already got an anonymous caller. Mm. Oh, my God. Don't
dun,
tell
dun,
mom.
Dun, dun, just dun.
My reflexes were off in the middle. I was like, Donna, why do I go this way? Oh, yeah. If y'all aren't watching, you're missing some good action.
You already know.
Oh, my God. But, this just, like, really fired up our voice memos, I think. This is
cool.
Yeah,
this is good. I love it.
All right, here we go.
Anonymous, here we go.
Hey, Brittany and Colin. This is Anonymous. I don't want my mom to ever hear this story.
Oh,
so
it's so good. That's the best way
short.
To start.
Love you guys. Love the podcast. Keep it up. But my don't tell mom story is my mom still doesn't know the truth about how I met my husband. We were 17 and we met on Facebook.
Oh, you dirty little hooker.
Absolutely horrified the poor <Just kidding>.
Lady. That's terrible.
Still is. But she thinks that we met through friends of friends hanging out. But yeah, I've been married 4 years. I have a 1-year-old son,
and they
she
don't
still
know.
Doesn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I plan on telling her anytime soon because I need to protect the dear woman's stress.
I do get that.
Good girl. Well,
I don't mean hooker. If you watch her vlogs, that's like a common phrase in my vlogs. Hooker is like an endearing term.
He's still like trying to make up
out of that hole.
Yeah. No, this is what's hilarious about that is that, the older generations, they're just not hip to that whole dating online thing. Oh. You know, they're not trying to hear anything about you met a stranger in an alley off Craigslist. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
They don't want to know about that. Facebook, I don't think that's bad, girl. It's fine. And you found your husband, so get your man, boo-boo. It is all good. But that's hilarious that your mom doesn't know. Thank you for telling us.
Oh
the,
my God!
The dish.
What if she like? What if she listens and like recognizes her voice?
I know. I bet. Well,
that's always.
We'll
better.
Just hope that didn't happen. We are definitely not screening these. So if someone goes on here and they're just like dog cussing and just going off, like we're gonna have no way to stop it.
Just
like,
editing post, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know if I'm allowed to let
we
it,
have no idea what's,
yeah,
what's
gonna, let
gonna
it
pop
fly.
Up. All right. What's the next?
And if you don't want us to say your name, please put it in the title.
Yeah. Because sorry. Oh, we didn't think that one through. Okay.
All right. This next one is from Horns, or it's called Horns Talking.
Okay.
Hey guys, this is Miss Horn, aka Blue.
Oh,
I wanted to write a comment, but you guys.
Wait, time out.
No, okay. Mom's best friend. This is our mom's like best friend.
This is.
Don't listen anymore.
This is crazy. Okay. This is Miss Horn. Like, she was an art teacher where my mom, like, we all grew up going to this, my mom's work.
Yeah.
And, like, we went to the same
we went to school there.
Elementary
yeah.
school. And so, yeah, this is crazy.
I
okay.
wanted to
what?
Write a comment,
okay.
But you guys were pushing and plugging Anchor. So I'm doing it this way. Plus, it keeps your mom safe and me safe, too. Because if I post something, I don't want kids I teach now, or maybe even. You know, people in higher positions above me to see this or read this or hear this. Anyway, I just want you to know that these shows to me are hilarious. I put them on when I am driving and serious.
That's so
radio
funny.
Is sucking wind. And I'm laughing out loud because I get to hear your reaction, but I remember all the stories from the time y'all were kids and your mom telling those stories. And of course, your mom is freaking hilarious.
Yeah,
so just wanted to let y'all know, keep it up. Good times.
Oh, thank you so much.
That is awesome. I love it. What's up, Ms. Horn?
Oh my gosh.
I can only imagine what it was like to be mom's best friend when we were growing up, because they had to have some, you know, like some shoulders to cry on right there, buddy. She was probably like, you know what I mean? That lady was, we owe her a lot of credit probably to mom not killing us.
Well, and I was just about to say, to our credit, it just shows that these stories are not made up or fabricated.
No, they're like, not. Like, see? Like, seriously, this happened.
This is like a true podcast in like true form. Like,
that's hilarious. Oh my God. Ms. Horn listens to us. That's so funny. Oh no.
I'm like nervous.
I know who else is listening. Yeah. Like, oh, God.
Let's get some more voice memos in. Yeah, that does it for this week's voice memo episode.
You know what's funny? Wait, I wonder, I'm thinking about this because we were talking about this earlier, and I wonder if Ms. Horn was privy to mom bitching about this happening. So I just wanted to tell this story because I thought it was hilarious, and it's not really part of any kind of theme or whatever. But it's something that me and Cullen, Annie did. I don't think Cullen even remembers it. I mentioned it earlier and he's like, what? But we used to have in our house, like an Olympics. Okay. But we're bored. And if the parents weren't there, we would set up obstacles in the house.
Like an obstacle course.
Yeah. We would do an obstacle course.
This was back when Gladiator was on. You remember that?
Oh my gosh. Like Gladiator.
Get that. Like that big old jet-powered thing that you're running through and trying not to get hit with.
We would, like, come up with our own, like, we would stand on buckets or something with, like, broomsticks with pillows duct taped to them and try to, like, hit each other off. And, yeah.
I want Gladiator. They need to bring back Gladiator, like Nitro and Turbo.
I think they already have that, bro.
And Gemini. Oh, man. God. And those.
You remember all the names? Like, fan club.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. But we would try to, like, reenact that in our house. And so it's really kind of funny because as soon as the parents left, you know, one of the big rules was like, don't play with fire at the house. Like, don't play with matches. Don't, you know what I mean? Like, we had this whole big list of rules. Don't turn the stove on. Don't do, you know, all this stuff. First thing we do when they leave is all the things they told us not to do, right? I mean, how can you not do all the things they told you not to do? We're kids. That's like what we do. So we decided to build an obstacle course in our house. And at the end of the obstacle course was a big Olympic fire that we set on top of the microwave. Okay. So we had to jump up at the couch, and you had to roll under the table, and you had to do this and that and whatever. And the end and like the finish line was we had a bowl on top of the microwave by the back door, and it had whatever we could find in it that was flammable. And we would run with an Olympic torch. Right, we would run with fire through the house. Do the a lot. We made a torch out of aluminum foil.
Yes.
And then you remember this? Yeah, we made a torch out of aluminum foil, and we set it on fire. And we would have to run. We did the Olympic run with the torch through the house, over all the obstacle course, and then set the bowl on fire like they do in the Olympics.
Remember how?
What were we thinking, Colin?
It was our all in a parenting. Remember how like crazy your mom was about the Olympics? Like she loved watching the Olympics. Hang on, let me do it. Card check on all this.
Yeah, check it out. But I mean, yeah, mom loved the Olympics, so we would of course watch it, and we loved it too. We were into the diving and the gymnastics, all that stuff, but we would watch them, and so we reenacted that. And I just sitting here thinking, like, how ridiculous, and how is it that we never set the house on fire? I mean, I know we have set the house on fire before. Like, I know for a fact that you have set the house on fire, Cullen. At least once. I know that Annie did it, and we thought that you were supposed to pour something on it and ended up pouring the wrong thing on it to, like, put it out. I mean, we've done some dumb shit. Like, it just kind of blows my mind. Like, I was literally thinking about stories and things that we've done that were just dumb. And that kind of was what I wanted y'all to send me in voice messages about.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. Just, like, dumb, like your dumbest story, like
something that you just cannot believe that you did.
There was one time, this just leads right into the next story.
Colin, you've done plenty of dumb shit. What you got?
Well, this was like we were on at one of my buddy's houses late one night, and there was a house being built, like under new construction, and they had just gotten the chimney.
Oh yeah, those are the best.
Like yeah, they had just gotten the chimney, area done, and like so
no locks on the doors.
No, yeah,
the doors aren't even installed yet. Those are the best.
It was late one night. One of my buddies like dared me to climb up and just for a picture or something to the top of the chimney or like, you know, one of those things. But it was one of those where I got up there, I took my shirt off and made a fool of myself, but then realized I couldn't get back down without killing myself. And like, so I had to do like the Spider-Man shimmy down, like, you know, where I'm pushing on the inside of this chimney box all the way down. Like, it was so bad, but it was also so scary.
It was dangerous.
It was more like one of those, not dumb. It was dumb, because but it was like so dangerously dumb.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
You're like, wow.
I could have killed myself or hurt myself really bad. Yeah. You know, I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, because you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Like, I'm surprised that you and I are both still living, standing here breathing right now, because all the dumb shit we've done.
Oh, no.
And you know what's the worst part about it? Okay, this is actually really kind of embarrassing, but you know how Facebook memories comes with memories or whatever and pictures of 4 years ago today you were doing this. But like, so when it came across me the other day, and I was like, this is only like a couple years ago, and I was planking on top of a ladder
the planking days.
Intoxicated, okay, in a mini dress, and I'm planking. And someone, like, you know, it pops up on my memories, and I'm like, man, you know, that was dumb. And then I wasn't even a kid then.
Oh, yeah. It was like, it was one of those challenges that we did back and forth over Facebook where we would just post it and tag each other.
Man,
and
we'd
try to one-up each other. And there was one time where I, like, got up on a railing two stories up with an American flag underneath me or something. I was like, oh, my gosh, if I, like, you know, have a little twitch or something, I'm going to go over the wrong way. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that was dangerous.
You ever drank absinthe and tried to walk on a ledge 30 stories up?
No.
Yeah, I have.
I didn't realize that was still like a thing.
I'm telling y'all, don't do this, and don't tell mom.
They still sell that stuff?
Well, you know, we were in Colorado or something. We were somewhere else. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, we all do dumb stuff. But here's the thing is that I think the older that we get, the less balls we have. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we just don't. Like, I have absolutely no desire to do any of those things.
Is it less balls or more wisdom?
I think it's both.
You're like, whoa.
I think the wisdom equals the shrinkage of the balls. You know what I mean? Like, the wiser you get, the smaller.
That's why older people are always cold, because you get shrinkage.
Well, I'm telling you, I have no desire to do, you know, a lot of this dumb shit anymore.
And it's crazy being a parent too now, like thinking you automatically go into defensive parenting, like, or what's it called? There's a certain term for it, but like you're like automatically looking for the worst outcome to a situation before it even happens, because you know it's going to happen. And
right.
It's like the stove is on. You see him walking to the stove. Uh-huh. Preventative parenting, maybe, or something like that.
Right.
Is
yeah.
the term. But or protective. Overprotective? I don't know.
I can't even imagine, because here's like, the thing with me though, is that I was so bad that Cullen, there is no way in hell that any child of mine is going to get away with anything. Like, there's just no way. It's impossible.
With all the technology and like Nest security cameras,
I mean,
and
I say
all that,
that
stuff we've got now, it's like people are still finding ways with all these apps and Snapchat apps.
Yeah. Keek and and WhatsApp and all these.
But see, as a parent, you can like set like, you know, you can set all these limitations on the Wi-Fi and the security and all that stuff. But
hey,
like,
have you ever
these
heard
kids are still figuring
hackers,
out ways.
Cullen, we're breeding hackers. That's what we're doing. Yeah, it's an army of hackers.
Hackers and hookers.
No, God.
That's the name of today's episode, Hackers and Hookers.
Right? I'm telling you, I'm going to die. Like, if it's true what they say about, like, your kid's going to be 10 times worse than you are to your mother, then I am in for a hurt in bed, because I just can't even imagine what 10 times that number looks like.
Well, and I also think about like evolution and like is Brooks going to be bigger than me? Because, you know,
when's he going to be able to
whoop
you?
My ass, yeah. Because there was always that like point in my life, or that point when like dad would like come at me and there was like, whoa, that didn't really hurt.
So
I'm just not going to say anything, and just he knows it didn't really hurt and he's not going to say anything. You know, there was just that like,
but you better obey me,
internal
boy.
Like, yeah, if he really wanted to get on it, he'd get on it. You know, he'd turn it up a notch. Yeah. And you'd be like, whoa, 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 okay, hang on now. I don't want to like have to really
He just
get
went
crazy.
From trying not to hurt you to
Well, that's
full
the thing,
strength.
Though. It's like I would never swing at my parents. No. You know, like, yeah. I don't know, necessarily know. I don't...
Put the fear of God in us.
Ever,
I'm sorry,
I don't
no.
I have never swung at mom. No. Like, no like I really, if anything, getting... it was like a defensive
It
move.
Was like,
Yeah, there was no, like, actual aggression. Like, you knew. There was that switch. And you knew, like, if you crossed that line or if you jumped over that little... It was
I just feel like the spawn of the devil will come out in me if I do it. If like, you know what I mean? I just feel like there's just no way. I'm just going to, there's no way. I have to have perfect children. I have to. Like,
that is
no,
everybody. That needs to
like,
be on a shirt,
come
too.
Come on, no whammies, no whammies.
Oh,
big money.
Gosh. No. Yeah, no, we were watching old vlogs the other day of Gaines, and we were just like,
she is
See,
so cute.
This is why we wanted 10 kids, you know, because she was so easy. And then Brooks comes along and it's like, whoa.
Wow, he is hell on wheels, buddy.
Yes.
He's
like,
fun, though. I mean, I love him. Like, here's the thing. I don't know if it's all boys and girls or whatever, but they're all going to piss us off. Like, they're all, you know, it doesn't matter whose kid is who. Like, they're not going to be perfect. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
No.
We all want
well,
a perfect kid. We're not going to get
me,
one.
I think is internal moral or whatever. It's like, am I getting so mad at her? Yes, I am. But I'm also getting frustrated at the fact that I'm not doing my job as a, I don't know, like you have to follow through with your
right.
enforcing the rules and
yeah.
you don't want to because you're just like, yeah, it's really not that big of a deal at the end of the day. But right. it's like, no. And so then you're mad at yourself for not enforcing these rules. And so then you like really get that. And so it's just like vicious cycle that I get where mom
yeah.
went to sometimes. And we're like, what happened? Like, why did she snap so bad?
Yeah, what did
I
we
didn't
do?
Really do anything, but it's like no. an internal vicious cycle that you're like, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's bound to happen. Like the shenanigans that we
oh,
put them
gosh.
Through, like I'm just surprised they, you know, are like, I don't know, that to put up with us. Like,
yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I'll tell you this, is that our parents gave us a very, very good, like, moral compass. I think none of us, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
our parents
yeah.
did a really good job with us, I think. I think that we're good people, definitely,
yeah,
you know?
Totally.
But it's like, I don't know, just our sense of humor. We took it too far sometimes, Cullen.
Yeah, that's true. So you
just
push,
took it too far sometimes.
push
yeah.
the button as much as you could.
We've just done some stupid shit, and that's going to be kind of our topic for next week. So I want
yeah,
you guys to put in the
memos.
Voice memos and just tell us your stupidest shit. Like, what did you do that you were just like, what was I thinking? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just shaking your head at yourself about. So.
Oh, my God. I got another real quickie is me and my buddy one night thought it would be a fun time to cut the bottom out of a 2-liter bottle.
Oh my gosh.
And then turn Wait. That upside down, cut a little hole in
the potato
top.
Thing?
No, not the potato
thing. The potato
I'm
gun?
Going more like bodily harm, like what the heck was
oh,
I thinking?
Yeah.
You know, 2-liter bottle empty, cut the bottom out
this
of it.
This could go several ways.
Okay. Put it upside down, cut a hole in the top, you know. Put our thumb, plug that hole at the bottom, and then turned up natural ice, natty ice, 24-pack, and just, you know, you could fit about six.
You funneled
yes.
six beers
you
at
could,
one
you
time?
Could, maybe you could fit about four. Four natty ice in this thing, and, like, thought it was the best thing ever. And, like, 2 days later, like, think I've got alcohol poisoning, like,
oh,
couldn't
no.
even, you know, it's like you try to replay the night in your head. And I literally thought, I was like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh,
like,
poor Cullen.
Dumb shit. Like, why would I do that to myself?
Because you're, I don't know, you just can't
I was
hang.
So young,
it.
Yeah.
I remember
I was
my
like...
first beer. You thought you had alcohol poisoning. You were throwing up in the bathroom. Sorry, I can't say that word. That's taking it too far. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, Cullen.
Anyway.
Cullen, that was done for you. Yeah.
Yes, I'm starting soft. Okay. you can't give all your stuff off. You know, it's like we wouldn't have a good podcast if we came out strong.
Oh God.
Oh,
Hey, we're going to leave y'all with that, okay? Because that's enough to think about, I think. And y'all be thinking about the dumb shit you've done. And please send us your voice memos.
Voice memos. I want to hear your voices.
This has been so awesome. I love listening to those. So y'all, please, keep them coming.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
I love it, dude. Every week we're doing
this. Let's do this. Don't tell mom. We'll see y'all next time with another...
Check us out on YouTube, Instagram.
Who knows what episode is going to be about. It's going to be crazy, though.
I'm excited. Yeah, send them in. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for watching and listening.
You got to go eat like a bonbon or something, don't you?
Yeah. I got shit to do. I am starving all the time, Cullen. It's not funny. All right. Bye, y'all. Peace.